This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbish.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, if you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNay.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, you know!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did say
scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me! Irina Kane. You know what I noticed too?
What?
When people on Facebook can't hear for some reason this effect.
Why not?
Just, I don't know. So it just sounds like normal talking to them.
Is it really?
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know that.
So they don't hear echo. They don't hear that shit.
I don't understand why.
Good evening, everybody.
Because the bus isn't up on that channel.
Sure now,
it is. It is. It's right there, this channel. It's my channel. The FX should be right there. I don't know. Why are we stalking? We're being technical already in the first 4 seconds of the show. What are we doing?
I will check the main output.
Let's get fun again.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Ham Radio Show. Live here on the UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. That's right. It's a whole network. It's unfiltered. It's what we do. It's on the radio. God damn it. 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
How come you sound so happy?
I'm very happy. I shouldn't be happy, but I'm very happy. I really should not be happy. But I, for some reason, when I do the show, I'm chipper.
You've been dissed.
I have been dissed.
Yes.
Vilely.
Vilely dissed.
By a bunch of sons of bitches. Shake your hands hard, boys.
It's the Russians did
peasant.
It.
It's a sign.
And the worst slight is that
good.
Danny wasn't dissed.
I know.
And Danny's fucking the head of the fucking
He's
thing.
An underling.
I am better than
my underling.
He's an underling. And he wears underwear.
My underling who wears underwear.
I actually
who's
not.
Who's under me.
There's nothing on.
I'm actually not wearing underwear today.
You're not?
Just letting it flap in the breeze. Oh, it's a balmy 90 degrees in beautiful Staten Island, New York, by the way.
Yeah.
It's hot as fuck.
Too hot to wear underwear.
Yeah.
Got a busy chat room today. Everybody's
very busy chat room. Facebook Live, the Facebook Live suite up there. Giggles in there. Jerry in there.
Yeah.
Black bisexual Marcus, just so, you know, Billy knows.
Well,
what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
We got Black Hammy in there. Brian's in there.
Yeah.
Who would hide a lot of people? There's so many people that I can't read who it is. But anyway, so because people are now asking why am I annoyed? Yeah, why should I be pissed even though I sound happy?
I'm better than you.
Danny's
whose
better.
Ass didn't I kiss?
Exactly, that was my question.
That's right.
No. So what happened was every year we go to Comic Con. Everyone, New York City Comic Con. It's
for
a great
free.
Event for free because they're press passes. Because we're in the press, we actually go and we interview celebrities. We air the stuff here, the Method Man stuff that we play, the Bobby Moynihan stuff that we've played on this show.
Sure.
Countless other celebrities that we've interviewed and we sat in round tables with the Revenge of the Nerds guys. We have done a lot at Comic-Con.
That's right.
So now here, this is where I have to start the story from the beginning because I literally went out of my way to make sure each and every one of my guys, Danny, Billy, Piney, who was going to do photography for us,
right.
Even Joe, if he wanted to go,
right.
I was going to make sure that every single one of them was taken care of to make sure, because we had a problem last year with Danny. Danny, that's of course, right. Was the epic story. We've told this story on the air, where Danny was the only one that got turned away from Comic-Con, and everybody, even Billy, I think, was even accepted at one point. I don't think Billy went, but he was accepted.
they like me.
Mr. fucking curmudgeon didn't go, but right. It doesn't matter.
The man that got kicked out of, what was it, the ACD?
Yeah, ACDC.
No, the Kiss Army.
Oh, the Kiss Army. Man
wasn't even allowed into the Kiss Army.
Kicked out of the Kiss Army, but was allowed to go to Comic-Con and still thumbed his nose at the administration.
Well, sure.
Now.
And rightfully so.
I went out of my way, Joe. I wrote out what to tell the people in the press pass application to make sure that everybody's on the same page,
wonderful.
Everybody's working together, everybody gets everything done.
That's right.
So now, when we filled it out, it was like 20, 30 days from when you fill it out, they tell you, they write you an email.
Yeah.
So then Danny gets an email, I get an email at the same time, literally the exact same time. Danny gets an email. All right, well, first I get my email first, because I opened it up, and then I'm reading the fucking email, and it says, unfortunately, we're going to have to not let you go get press passes this year at the New York City Comic Con.
Is this someone who knew you personally?
No, it's the crew that works there. It's a nameless entity who sends you the email. I don't know who the fuck it is.
Bob from accounting.
Yeah, hi, I'm Bob.
Send him a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue.
And Lee, I wish I could bribe people. It'd be great.
Give him back his stapler.
Yes. You have my stapler? So we go through the whole bells and whistles.
Yeah.
I get the email. It says, unfortunately, da-da-da-da. Not a split second later, Danny in the fucking full gloat mode, and he's allowed to be because he got it.
Sure.
Not only did he post it on Facebook, but he writes me and goes, I got into Comic-Con!
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Danny gets into Comic-Con, I don't, so now I've been playing tag with them.
Yeah, I know.
Been writing the administration, the one that Billy throws his middle finger up at. been going back and forth with them. First, there was a typo on the application. Now, because of a clerical error, I still should be allowed to go, but that's not the point. Danny had the same fucking typo on his, but Danny gets to go. It doesn't make any fucking sense why my producer gets to go, but I don't get
to go. That's no answer.
Exactly. There's no answer there. And then not for nothing, and I understand what the rules clearly state on in the fine print that you have to read.
They got a picture of you up there saying, do not let this guy in.
Hell no!
That's not, what it is.
Not this guy. No, it says on the thing, you can't, no matter if you've been accepted before, doesn't mean you're going to get accepted again.
Well, correct.
It says in the thing, and I said, I understand all that. I get all that.
Yeah.
But I've been doing this now for fucking, with Comic-Con.
7-8 years.
For no, this would have been our seventh year. So 6 years, this would have been our seventh, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So what happened was, I've been playing, email tag and phone tag with everybody from the main company that runs Comic-Con.
The upper
because
ups.
The upper ups. I went to the emperor. So they went all the way up to the emperor. So I go all the way up to the emperor because that guy helped me out the last time. One time I had back surgery, missed the press pass application time period, wrote him, said I was in the hospital, which I was, and that was the exact time I missed it. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I got my passes. So now I wrote the same gentleman. I even friended him on Facebook, so I hope he's watching this right now. Because I said, not for nothing, but like, yet again, my producer got in. Doesn't make any sense why I wouldn't get in. And on top of everything else, we've been doing it for, I'm like, we've been doing the exact same thing for 6 years. This would have been our seventh year doing it. Hey, long story short.
I can see you're really upset about this.
I am very upset.
Yeah.
Long story short, though, is if they don't fix the problem.
We could have killed
them. We ain't found shit.
If they ain't found shit and they don't fix the problem, I sure as shit ain't going. And Danny can go. Danny can cover Comic-Con. If Billy actually gets off his lazy ass and fills out his thing, he could go. Maybe you and Piney can go, Billy. Piney can do the photography, and you can just interview celebrities.
Yeah, but did he get approved?
I don't know if he filled out anything. Talking to him is like talking to a shoe. I don't know. So, I mean, like, I try to figure out what is going on with my troops here. I tried.
What?
Yeah, that's my inner monologue today.
Who the fuck? Fuck this fucking, how did you two fucking, fuck!
And that's the problem. That is the major issue is that nameless, faceless people have been helping me. And it's like, you can't just write someone or call someone directly. So I went to the emperor, and I found out who, I was like, oh, he's still the boss man in charge.
Yeah.
And I wrote him.
What?
Because I have to do something. My whole thing is also, the other funny part is that, where we're at, what up, Alec Lepper, also in the Facebook Live suite.
Oh, yeah.
Saying what's up. By the way, 718-577-1389.
He's a leper? Lines.
His last name is Lepper. He's not a leper. Last name is Lepper.
Oh,
read the chat room.
Well, I have a friend who's a leper.
I know. He lost an arm. I get it. He pays for everything with an arm and a leg. Ha ha! We get it. Shut up.
Yeah.
Die.
We use him for third base.
I'm going to Comic-Con. You're not.
I know. But the thing is, here's the other problem now.
It burns!
It's just funny because...
Oh, it burns!
Normally what happens, though, is that we get... It falls on usually the same week as Bunny Ranch.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
Now Danny's also now saying he doesn't know if he can do Bunny Ranch.
Oh, wow.
What? I've gone out of my way to make sure this fucking cocksucker was going to go to Bunny Ranch.
Take Marcus with you.
And now he's saying now he don't know.
Take Marcus with you. He wasn't going to leave.
We should take Marcus.
Yeah.
I need to know from you, by the way. Don't fucking answer now.
Okay.
Find out first, because I don't want you to fucking prematurely say something.
Okay.
It's enough that you pre-cum normally.
I don't feel too agreeable.
Find out if you can do Bunny Ranch, because I need to know. If not, I will have to take a fan, you know, to the Bunny Ranch. Why are we frozen?
I don't know. I don't.
There we go.
Because we're
frozen
in time.
I'm telling you, it's the internet, it's the heat, it's everything.
It's the conspiracy, not to let you into Comic-Con.
It's Comic-Con sending out signals. Look, now we're doing staccato. Oh my God, so Mr. Roboto.
Oh God.
Roboto. Yeah, look, now I'm frozen again. In the I hope everyone's listening to the program. Let's just check that out.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want to affect that.
Well, no, I'm making sure if it's anything. I'm making sure what... See, and then,
it's Comic-Con shutting you down.
Exactly. My string of bad luck. Yeah. So I'm making sure if Comic-Con maybe has sent their shock troops to take down the show. Is what I'm saying. See, like, we've lost, like, a whole bunch of numbers. Our numbers keep changing now on the top screen.
Everybody's probably trying to refresh it.
Yeah, we keep losing and gaining and losing and gaining, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is this. All I know...
Marcus says he needs pussy more than Danny.
Wait, who?
Take Marcus.
I will take Marcus. Wait, no, wait. Wait. You need to find out if you can... You gotta find out, Danny. You're gonna be abrupt and say it now.
You got Jerry there too. Jerry wants to go.
Jerry's not. I don't know if Jerry wants to go.
It says fuck Danny. I can go to Bunny Ranch.
Where does it say that? See, Jerry. I can't even read my own chat room.
It's in my room.
But yeah, I can't read my own fucking chat room.
I refreshed. Did you refresh?
Yeah, I don't. Danny, refresh this. Do something with it.
Like I a can. Douche. It'll cut us off.
It will cut us off. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can't read my. It has to wait until it catches up. I guess.
There you go.
I don't know. I can't. Yeah. Because Giggles is laughing and sending shit. Things are flying across my screen. I don't know what's going on my main screen right now.
That makes.
There we go. Are things catching up now? Yeah. See, our numbers are going back up. There we go. So Jerry. All right, now I see it. Jerry wants to go to the Bunny Ranch. A lot of people want to go to the Bunny Ranch. But I need Danny to find it. See, the thing is that Danny blows his load way too quick. He'll blurt it out now and go, oh, take Marcus, take Jerry. He'll say it, and then it'll be like a week later and go, hey, my boss just gave me the time off, so I'm still going to the Bunny Ranch. And then what will happen is now I'll have a team of fucking people that are going to have to compete to go to the Bunny Ranch.
Well, it has been a competition.
Yeah. I know, but we literally figured out from the show that it would have to have been, Joe can't go, his wife will break his leg.
Oh, I'm dead.
All right? Giggles is not going to let, now that they're, now that's a, Billy's fiance. Ooh la la.
Billy bought a ring.
Yeah, wee.
Anybody gonna get on?
So you know, she's not gonna let him go.
No, he's a sex beast. He should go.
He's not a sex beast. He's the lack of sex beast. Oh. She's the sex beast. I'd rather take Giggles.
Yeah, she'll have more fun.
She will probably fucking outperform half the girls there. Oh. That's the thing.
Well,
if I take if I take Billy, it's gonna be boring. Oh my. Billy's gonna read them a fucking phone book. He's gonna be boring.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't read the whole book.
I know.
You get to the Z's and the it gets tough.
Look, if you take Marcus, he's offering blowjobs.
I don't want you suck my cock, Marcus. As bisexual, you can be as bisexual as you are. I don't want you to blow me. No. Especially since we're gonna have to share a room together. I want you to like lean over to me and go, oh, I feel like I owe Eddie. I really gotta get over there and.
Steady.
Yeah, I don't want you to blow me.
Eddie, I can't sleep.
You take your time.
Eddie, I can't sleep. I usually have to blow a guy before I sleep.
You take your time.
Well, whatever it takes, dude, just go to sleep.
Hey, you got to get in the Mile High Club somehow.
Oh, really?
You want some beef jerky?
Somebody look up what the breaking news was that just happened, please. More Trump shit probably just happened and I missed it. Because I missed it. It came up on my phone, but I was handling the issue over here, and I couldn't do it.
I didn't get anything come across my screen.
Justice Department appoints former FBI head Robert Mueller to oversee probe into Trump-Russia connection in the 2016 election.
There's an agent Mueller?
I thought they were going to elect
Mueller.
Mueller!
They're going to get Pee Wee Herman.
Mike Ferris Mueller?
No, wasn't this Mueller guy the one that we're going to put in as the...
Mueller.
Mueller.
The justice? The Supreme Court justice?
Oh, he was supposed to be a Supreme Court justice. I said
was
the name
that
sounds
the
familiar.
Guy from last year that they... But they... No.
Wait, the name went... The one that Obama wanted to put
right.
in?
Right. Wasn't Obama? That the guy?
So wait, the guy that Obama... Wanted
to make Supreme Court justice.
Just double check your facts, because now I want... This is getting interesting now. Yeah. Hold on to the Bunny Ranch Comic-Con conversation. Mm-hmm. Put that on the shelf for a second.
Yeah.
You're saying the guy that Obama wanted to make the Supreme Court justice that everyone poo-pooed on because they were like, oh, you can't do it because you're leaving the presidency and blah, 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 blah. That dude is now the head of the FBI, at least acting...
I believe so.
Read the headline again, please, Daniel, please.
No, because it just says here that he was appointed FBI director in 2001 and led the FBI through the aftermath of the September 11 terror attacks. He retired.
So
in
it's not the same guy.
He retired in 2013.
This is why Billy doesn't fucking. We don't allow Billy to do that. He died.
He retired. I said retired.
No, he said died.
No, I said retired.
You said retired.
He said died.
No, I did not.
I swear.
I heard died myself.
He resigned from his job at a private law firm to take the job of special counsel.
Eddie is not a social justice warrior.
I'm not.
What are you, a crack, Greg? I just told a fucking bisexual guy not to blow me. How am I a social justice worker?
No, what?
Hey, and also, by the way, we let Billy read the news, and it was horrible because
that was the wrong Mueller.
Yeah. I know, Garland. It shows.
Garland, Mueller.
I always get those
all
two
the
confused.
Same.
The two white guys I got fucking. You fucking really
yeah,
a bad
two
with
white
race.
Guys. Oh, yeah.
The two black
they
guys
all
you
look
confused.
The same.
Two white guys you confused. You're trying to just dig yourself out of the racial hole that you put yourself in?
Really?
By
so
like confusing the two white gentlemen?
No.
Hard. Remember when they used to do sports? We had to stop them from that.
Yeah, because people were falling asleep.
Yeah.
My fault that everything in Philly sucked.
You didn't just do Philly sports. You did sports from everywhere.
I had no choice. Because the Philly stuff wasn't entertaining.
The black guy made a touchdown.
Black guy. It was never that bad.
Sometimes.
He shot three women.
Yeah, that's when Billy had to do the show by himself.
And the lesbians were playing tennis.
The clam lickers and the muff divers took on each other in the women's open.
The worst I had was the redneck roundabout.
By the way, speaking,
really insulted everybody.
Wait a minute. Speaking of sports, yeah. This segment's going down the shitter.
Okay.
Let's try to pick it up a little bit.
All right.
I do have to thank the fans. First off, I have to thank the Morning Men on Mad Dog Radio.
Oh, yeah.
On SiriusXM, channel 83, guys. Billy, am I right? 83? Yeah.
Wasn't it 2?
82, 83. What is it? Find out.
Christ.
What do you think? I wrote it down? I didn't write it down.
I give you this fucking information.
I know, but I didn't write it down. Well, anyway, Mad Dog Sports on SiriusXM.
Yeah.
When you go to the sports section of your radio, you can check it out. It's like the third one down. And that's Evan Cohen, Mike Babchak, and Goldberg on the Morning Men on the Mad Dog Sports. And let me tell you, first off, you want to get your sports from them. That's number one.
Yeah.
Second off, their fans are absolutely the greatest fans ever. Don't get me wrong. Love the Ham Radio Show fans. Love them to death. I think there's a lot of cross-pollination there. I think a lot of the ones that are...
It's
82.
82.
82. 82. You would think I would remember that because Mad Dog...
IQ? What was that?
Mad Dog screams 82 in a lot of the promos.
Right.
Anywho... Back onto this. Their fans, I did one little segment, by the way, for the Morning Men, and their fans have not stopped raving about it. They love me, and I love them back. Very high praise, and especially because these guys, their fans will tell you if you suck or not. And to get told I didn't suck is an amazing thing from them. It's an amazing thing from anybody. I do enjoy. I mean, the guys on this show tell me I suck. So if the fans,
Comic Con told you suck,
I know. I softballed that one to Danny, didn't I? The fact of the matter is, I got to give it up to their fans. They're called the Fals, F-A-Ls. They're going to be doing Falcon 2017 on June 3rd, I believe.
Do they have women fans?
They have tons of women fans.
They do?
Beautiful chicks who like sports.
Wow.
It's very hard to come by in this world when you get a beautiful one. When there's both. When
they're
beautiful.
Very passionate about their sports.
Yeah, when they're very passionate and they're hot at the same time,
wow.
It's an awesome thing.
Do you have any pull with the fans?
I don't know. I'm going to find out because I'll be going. I'm making an announcement, Josie, and you're cutting me off.
Oh.
I'm going to go to Falcon.
Okay.
I can't go to Comic Con, so I'm going to Falcon.
They're going to let you in.
They're going to let me in. Okay. I've already RSVP'd. I have the emails direct from Mike Babchak.
Yeah.
Everything's hunky-dory.
Can I come?
They love me. You have to RSVP.
Oh.
If you want to come, you can totally come. Just go to... I don't have the thing in front of me. I'll find out during the commercial
break.
Will
they have naked women there?
I don't think they'll have naked women there, but it is a bar that could get naked chicks. I don't know. They you know, it is a show. It is Sirius XM. It is good stuff. Bring your camera. There's going to be a buttload of fucking fans at Falcon.
Yeah.
The Fal Nation is going to show up and be there.
Yeah.
And look, being a guy that's not a huge sports guy, because I'm not, obviously, they have embraced me. I have embraced them. It's a show that if you're not a huge sports fan, you still should listen to it because you can learn something.
Yeah.
Plus, because they do that. Plus, they talk about their lives. It's a really good show. And I'm not blowing them just because, you know, I work with them. I'm not blowing them just because I work with them. It's an actual good show. And it's in the world that we live in of radio, when you find a good one, you tell everybody about it. And Billy, what channel is it on?
82.
There you go, Mad Dog Sports.
82!
Mad Dog Sports Morning Men, every morning starting at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for you. Check it out on channel 82 right there. Right now, sit back, relax, we're going to take a break. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. When we come back, actually a little later in the program, by the way, Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Alana Love, Danny, will be here. We're going to be talking about, she's going to be performing in a strip club that's on Staten Island.
Yeah.
Holy shit. We'll be talking about that when we come back right here. Well, actually, not right now when we come back. Danny, give me the map. I don't know what we're doing. Let's take a break. When we come back, Danny, show me the Comic-Con thing again. I need to get more
Really?
We'll be right back after these words. Channel 82!
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us. Follow us, but not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
It's Ham Radio, but shit's getting clearer.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Passing out. This is when he did the heroin.
It sounds like he's on heroin.
Come on, sing with me.
No.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Ha ha, they got us again. It's the Ham Radio Show.
That's why, yeah.
I know, I'm doing it now. Everybody calm down, relax. It's the Ham Radio Show. The Nazis have come to get us. They're getting us again.
Nazi
bastards. 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. It is the Ham Radio Show.
That's us.
Everybody calm down. Yeah. The video paused for a second. People got angry. I know.
We don't care.
We don't give
a shit.
We don't
care.
Because we're rebels.
That's right.
It's what we do.
What do you want for free?
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this on the phone? Yellow. What do you mean you can't fucking count? What? The fuck?
Let us say.
Can't access my sound card.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I never heard of that.
That's a problem.
That's a very big
deal.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah.
They can hear us, maybe. But,
Watch how I read this live.
Okay.
Skype needs to access your computer's sound card.
Oh, say yes.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on for a second. Stay on the line. Whoever you is.
Don't go away.
I love you.
We need you. We want to touch you.
Yes. See, this. I told you that it was acting up before.
Yeah, it was. I tell you.
I told you.
I think they're changing things over or something like that. Because, the screen looked a
little
different.
Do I have to install that? Is that what it's telling me to do?
Yeah, but I don't want you to do it now.
I can't do it now. Head. It'll turn off the show.
I know.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to call her later?
You got to install it during a break.
No, but then
I can't turn it during a break. It'll turn the show off.
Oh, really?
Whoever's listening to the fuck, they're on the phone still. God bless you.
Nick says, did you turn the computer on and off?
Yes.
Yeah, we did that before.
I did that already. And I counted to 10 like an adult.
Nick says he hears us.
No, the show is going out fine. Nick, are you the one on the phone? Is Nick the one on the phone? Because that would be good.
Yeah.
Let's see. True Trooper. Is it Al? Who's it? Let's play. Who's on our phone?
Who's on the phone?
Because we can't fucking... Maybe it's one of the Skype's millions of updates. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The Skype update.
Sons of bitches.
How can I... Is there any way I can fix this, Danny, without doing the update? Because if I will literally get off the air.
I gotta get over there. Keep talking amongst yourself.
I can't move. So
we would
I would just reload Skyping again. I wouldn't shut anything down.
But
it's going to want to restart the computer, you know?
Yeah, Skype's going to want to restart the computer?
Yes, that's how
you know
all
what's
of
funny?
These work.
Joe is the most technological one. He has all this shit.
Shut off Skype.
You're asking questions that I even know the answer to.
No, that's
that I know it's going to update.
I do that all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that already, Danny.
That's what we're supposed to do.
I don't know who's still on the phone, but God bless you.
Danny, call the show in.
It's on it. Somebody's on the phone already now. Yo. Oh, we can literally go to the phones as we speak.
Well, if, folks, we're having trouble with our Skype, but who gives a shit?
I don't know why.
The poor person on the other end of the line is
who's still listening,
screaming and yelling at us.
I am here!
He might be the guy. Yeah.
This would be Comic-Con calling.
It could be. It could be Comic-Con calling us directly right now.
And they're going to say, you guys suck.
The fine people over
you
there.
You idiots can't get a phone.
Now, is that picking me? Is that my levels right there that I can see?
Yes.
Why is the speaker not working? Why are white people all screwing up my shit?
I don't know.
Is it muted or something? No, it's not muted.
It's MS-13, man.
MS-13, yeah. Battle. Hey, we're going down here. We're going
to
fuck
it. It's the Russians!
Hello, it's me, Vladimir Putin.
He's the one who's dying yet.
I like to get on my horse with no shirt on. And right. I like to also come over here and fuck the Ham Radio Show. Oh, hello. Now I hear them. That's them, Danny.
That's someone else calling, is it?
Yeah, but why did I hear... What was that, Danny?
I get it.
Oh, so the speakers are fine.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't like that song either.
I don't like it either.
Call it again, Danny. Maybe it's just
something. Hang up on the person that's on the phone. No offense to them.
Yeah, no offense.
Hang up to them. Sorry.
Yeah, because we're getting sound in here.
Yeah, I hear everything.
No, you don't.
I do. I hear two crickets fucking in the corner.
Probably might have been on the other end.
Danny, you going to call me?
Yes, I'm going to call you.
All right, let's... Oh, wait, here comes somebody. Oh,
somebody else is calling.
Hola?
Hola, ¿cómo está, señor?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Tyler.
Hey,
all
Tyler.
Right, Tyler. Did you fuck up our Skype, Tyler?
What? Right. Now, seriously, nothing changed.
No.
Literally, hold on, Danny. Nothing fucking changed. This is why I hate technology.
It might have been the other person's...
It might have been the other... Tyler, was it you? Did you call in before?
No. Well, yeah, that was me before. I held on for like 4 minutes.
Oh,
okay. So it was Tyler's phone. Let's just blame Tyler.
Your fault, Tyler.
Tyler, you're a fucking asshole, Tyler.
They usually blame me.
Tyler, you're a dick. Oh. And your phone sucks.
That's not true.
But now he's here, so we might as well talk to him.
What's up, Tyler?
Tyler, how are you?
Oh, nothing. I'm just talking to you guys, you know, see what you're up to today.
Oh.
Well, weren't you supposed to, Tyler, you're the friends with Sarah the Lesbian, am I correct?
Correct.
All right, weren't we discussing a bit that we were supposed to do on the air live here, and you got said package delivered to your home?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes.
So why is Sarah the Lesbian holding out? What is going on?
No, we just I've been out of town working because I'm driving truck. I'm heading to Indy right now.
Are you a truck driver right now?
I am a truck driver. Right now.
Can you give me a blast of the horn? I need proof. There it is.
Cool. All right.
Trucker Tyler on the phone. Trucker Tyler.
Yeah.
So when are you going to be back so we can do this?
Next week. I'm hoping next week.
All right, so because here's what we're going to do, just so I can fill people in, because I've been working a lot of shit behind the scenes. Ooh. It's what I do.
I don't even know about this.
I'm a master of this stuff. I'm a master of the baiting, Joe.
Yeah.
And
get into Comic-Con.
I can't get into Comic-Con. Danny has one thing over on me.
Yeah, loser.
Besides, you know, looks and everything else that I have, Danny has one thing over on me.
Ooh.
The idea that what we were going to do, and it is, they came to me with this, Joe, so it wasn't like... I, you know, went, oh, let's do this.
Okay.
Sarah the Lesbian, who, by the way, is in the chat room right now. Well, she's on Facebook Live.
I know.
She's in the chat room because when we're talking to, Trucker Tyler.
Trucker Tyler.
I have to get used to the name now.
I
Trucker
like that.
Tyler.
Trucker Tyler.
When I talked to Big Daddy Cool Diesel over here,
ooh,
that, you know, I can't really have two at the same time simultaneously, so we'll figure, especially since our Skype was fucking up before.
Sure.
So what's the idea was, and Sarah the Lesbian came to us with this, was that Tyler just picked up, how many voltage is this thing?
250 million.
All right, 250 million volts.
Wow.
It's a shock stick.
Wow.
Shock stick.
You could die with that.
Sarah the Lesbian wants to take a shot with the shock stick.
Oh, come on. She could die.
She's going to take a little shot. He's not going to leave it on her skin.
250 million volts?
No, I shocked myself with it and I survived.
Yeah. And Trucker Tyler can drive a truck, so come on now.
Wow.
Trucker Tyler, give me the horns again. He had to move. He got angry.
That's plays a lot, Tyler.
Yeah, so, all right, so now, Sarah the Lesbian wants to get shocked. Now, Trucker Tyler's willing to do the shocking. Sarah the Lesbian's the one that came to me and wanted to get shocked. So why don't we do this next week on the air? Next Wednesday, we pick a time that coincides. Because you guys are where? Well, where do you live right now? What's the thing again?
North Idaho.
They live in Idaho, these two potatoes.
Yeah.
Are going to go on the air. We'll carve out some time. It's a time difference, so we have to figure out exactly what time to do it. But we will get them on the air, and Sarah the Lesbian can get the shocking that she wants. She's screaming at Joe saying it's not lethal in the chat room.
You know, Sarah, why don't you just send me those naked pictures and you can forget about it?
She'd rather. Do you realize that
now she's
going
to get hit? She wants to get it twice now instead of send you pictures.
There's a woman I'd rather get shocked.
Shocked and give Joe naked pictures.
No.
Do you understand that? She'd
rather go through pain than to give you naked pictures.
Actually, there's more pain in giving Joe naked pictures of herself than there is getting shocked by a 250 million volt stun stick, which I think the number's a little off, but we're going to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even tell anybody. I'll just look at him in private.
But we haven't shocked any. Is my shock still in here?
Shock
stick still in here somewhere? Because we used to taste people all the time. We've been there, done that, but now we can get the fans of this very program.
That's right.
To, shock themselves.
Sure.
I would be okay with it.
I'm sure you would.
I would not have any problem, especially if it's Sarah the Lesbian. Now, I would like Sarah the Lesbian to be eating out her wife while the shocking were happened by Trucker Tyler.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a far better.
I'm down.
Yeah, Trucker Tyler's cool. Like,
I can't imagine why.
Can I get a picture of that?
And Trucker Tyler should take a picture for Joe.
Yeah.
But wouldn't the extra moisture cause more damage?
She would probably create a circuit through her tongue
into the partner.
Like on your radio in the tub, you know?
Yeah. I think, honestly.
Well, you do know that's a thing, right?
What?
That, with the girls getting zapped with the TENS machine, and that's, like, supposed to make an orgasm happen.
Really?
Yeah, when me and Joe went to that, the Exotica Expo.
Oh, yeah, that's
Danny,
right.
That's a place you didn't get in, tell you that, Exotica. We went over to the Expo, and they had the Violent Wand, and they were using the Violent Wand on me, which is the glass tube filled with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing fucking was a little stingy kind of situation. So I can imagine a real, this is a taser to keep people at bay. This is not for pleasure.
At bay?
Yeah, this is like, get off me, I think you're going to rape me. Bzzzt, and they fucking tasered, That's what this thing is. There's a slight difference in the pleasure and pain, but I think Sarah the Lesbian's okay with it.
Yeah.
She's saying it's specific time, by the way, so we have to.
It was 3 hours.
Yeah, so it's the same as L.A.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So if we do it, let's say we do it in the 6 o'clock hour.
So it'll be
next week.
3 o'clock
it'll be 3 o'clock hour there. Trucker Tyler, are you going to be available at that time?
Yeah, if I don't get arrested before then.
Try not to. Please try not to.
You're a bad boy, Tyler. You're a bad boy.
Stay away from the truck stop, Queens.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stay out of the back road.
Yeah, really.
Come on, if the man wants to stick his dick in a glory hole, Danny, who are you?
Yeah, really?
To judge him.
I think so.
God damn it.
Yeah, I got some fun.
Sarah the Lesbian, are you going to be available to get the shock administered by Trucker Tyler next week around the 3 o'clock hour your time? We'll find out that when she hits me up on the Facebook Live. Someone, by the way, check the... the answer, because I'm not updating on mine.
You see what Giggle says?
No, I didn't see what Giggle said.
Giggle says, put it on your balls and shock yourself.
We shocked Koof in the nuts. I don't have a
problem. Yeah, Koof did that.
Yeah, Koof Billy shocked him.
He took one to the nuts.
Didn't you do that?
No, Billy screwed up
Eddie,
in the studio. Yeah.
Eddie, I don't know if you can hear this, but it stopped working. Oh, shit.
Oh.
My taser stopped working.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're not supposed to. If you do it in the air too much, it turns it off. I learned that the hard way. Because we have an expensive one behind me. If you do it in the air too much, it stops working for some reason.
Well, originally I bought the taser not to shock people, but I bought it so I could ignite my cannon from without standing right next to it.
Well, there's that the option. Cannon? Yeah.
Can we hear the cannon fire?
Say your taser doesn't work Friday night.
I love this.
Can you fire your cannon for us Friday?
Really?
Well, how about that?
I got to get that set up, but yeah. I bought a remote control so I could do it all remotely.
Why don't you just grow a set of balls, light an arrow on fire, and shoot at the fuse, and come on. Make that shit happen.
I did that a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
Well, the July's coming up, there, huh? You know?
Yeah. It's fucking Ohio.
No,
or Idaho, whatever.
Idaho.
They got nothing but potatoes. What the fuck else are they doing?
Oh,
stop it.
Yeah.
I don't think even Sarah's a lesbian. She just got bored. I was like, I might as well eat a pussy. Blah, 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 blah. And that's what she did. I don't know.
Me too, neither.
I think it's good stuff.
Genitalia.
Yeah. She likes to lick the genitalia. I still think the better idea is her eating at her wife while Trucker Tyler tases her.
That sounds fun.
About the JJs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a better idea, but that's just me. 3-hour difference. Here come all the shit that I haven't got to see because they are all jammed. Let's see. Everything's updating all at once now.
That's how these things work.
I am so afraid.
Technology is wonderful.
All right. So, Sarah, are you going to... Sarah, the lesbian, I need a definitive answer because I want to set this up now. I got Trucker Tyler. He took the time out of his busy day going to rest stops and getting blown by trannies to be on the phone, to call us, to finally get through, even though he fucked up our phones in the beginning. He got through finally. We're trying to set up the logistics of this, trying to make sure that Sarah the Lesbian can take a good shocking by Trucker Tyler. That's all I want to know.
She gets shocked, lights the cannon, we get it all in one shot.
Oh, Billy just came over. All right, so she says, yep, so we're on for a shocking. Trucker Tyler, lock it in.
Yep.
We are definitely going to get a shocking next week on the show. However,
yep.
Billy just came up with a brilliant idea.
It's not brilliant because it probably will not work.
No, it's brilliant.
And it really shouldn't
work.
You
get those barbecue matches, those long ones, okay? You give those to Sarah the Lesbian. Sarah the Lesbian, she gets shocked. And while she's getting shocked, she has to strike the match and fire the cannon off. That's how you do it.
While the 1912 overture is playing.
Yes.
Right.
Or she gets shocked while getting eaten out by her wife, and then when she orgasms, and when her orgasm comes.
Well, we gotta give the wife something to do. Why don't the wife light the cannon?
Right.
While she's eating out.
There you go. That's much safer.
See, that's much safer. Much safer.
And then when it's the climactic park, boom!
They gotta do this they have to do this in the fucking field somewhere.
Yeah, fireworks. Sure, you have to have fireworks.
Sarah the Lesbian, I just wanna know what it feels like, to be the bad guys on Cops. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, you've already experienced handcuffs, so I don't see what the fuck the difference is.
Look at this. Marcus is like all excited.
Yes.
He really is, yeah.
Cause we can plot this. I'm telling you,
I like the cannon.
I like a good plan. I like a good plan.
Yeah.
I think.
So does Comic-Con.
So shut up! What you mean? I like to come up with the logistics here.
Oh,
so we have. So we have Trucker Tyler, who's going to administer next week a shocking to Sarah the Lesbian.
Yeah.
That's done already.
Okay.
What are we adding to this? Are we accoutrum? Are we doing this like in a kiddie pool full of jello? What are we adding to this?
We're not adding anything. Yeah,
you have a shock and a cannon. What more do you need?
Yeah. Is the cannon going to be ready, Trucker Tyler?
Well, it's sitting on a watermelon.
Yes.
Yeah, not at her house.
Can she? All right, how far do you
live? I
will
get arrested.
How far do you live from her?
Oh, like 8 miles.
Oh, you're right there.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a hop, skip, and a thump.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can shoot the cannon that far.
Down the road a piece. It's Idaho. There's nothing but fucking fields of green and potatoes as far as the eye can see.
Idaho.
Why did we get to Iowa?
Oh, you can load the cannon with potatoes.
Yeah. And make French fries?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That would be fucking awesome, too.
No, because Marcus is what he's saying. Wait, no box eating? No, that's still in there.
I want the box eating, but yeah, I don't think Sarah the Lesbian's wife is going to actually do it.
Why not?
Because I get the feeling
yeah.
in my genitals
yeah. yeah.
My spider sense is tingling, that she would not do it. I don't think Sarah, all right, Sarah the lesbian.
Maybe we can give us some
money. Is your wife available for you to ask right now if you could get tasered while eating out her box? I think it would be awesome if her tongue, if your tongue was on her clit.
Quivering.
And literally flicking it like a light switch as Trucker Tyler shocks you.
Well, it's like we're getting a doorbell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Yes, please do.
Exactly. Danny, play that one more time.
Oh, yes. Please do.
Exactly.
She'll be working. Give her a day off.
Do it at her job. Oh, yeah.
No, oh, that's a great idea on the desk.
Yeah, she's not going to do it. No. See, that's
and I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Yeah, Sarah does have great set of tits.
She's a pretty girl, by the way.
Oh, Sarah the lesbian's gorgeous. Yeah, but she doesn't. I told her that the other day. She's a fucking hot bro.
Gorgeous eyes.
Marcus is begging to make this happen, by the way.
How about Marcus just... Marcus stands over you just jerking his pole while you get electrocuted. Because that's all I can put together because I don't think that Sarah the Lesbian's wife is going to do it. I've already been told no. Sorry, guys, no way.
Well, I don't think Marcus is going to go to Omaha.
No, I don't think he should either. He should go to Idaho.
I know.
If he shows up in Omaha, we're going
to
be
Detroit,
bad.
Get to Detroit, make a left.
Yeah.
So they sound alike.
I'm in the wrong place. All right, so Trucker Tyler next week on the show.
Great.
Sarah the lesbian getting electrocuted.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
Okay.
Can we go with shot?
Yep, no problem.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, can you give me the truck honks on the way out because I know it annoys you?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Okay. There you go. Trucker Tyler next week.
Thank you, Tyler.
There you go. Next week on the show, Trucker Tyler will be shocking. Not shocking the puss. I don't want to get Bubba pissed off.
Is he going to shoot the cannon?
Shocking a lesbian.
Is he going to shoot the cannon?
You are. You're up already.
When do I
fucking not have you up?
Usually.
The gays have the butt sack.
You're right here, Billy. Go ahead, play something. You've played something besides on this program about seven times today.
I know.
You dumb.
I love how it stopped.
I love how he goes like this. Like he goes... Like, he moves his finger up and down like I'm doing it wrong.
He's conducting.
Maybe, is that you?
That was me, yeah.
That was you with the honks? Maybe the file you're playing sucks donkey dick.
I know what
How
happened.
How about that?
He got AIDS from the other computer because that computer's connected into the board and so is Dan. It goes from the board into Billy's computer and it all linked up and now
computer
Billy's,
AIDS.
Now Billy's infected.
Boy, are you foolish.
Thanks.
Thanks, we crossed a Mac and a PC.
Okay. Hey, Billy, what did you get Giggles for Mother's Day?
A nice card and a dinner.
Oh, wow.
Wow, she wants to tase you.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Chef Boyardee, my ass.
You put Chef Boyardee in your ass and
that
said...
That was it, yeah.
Yum, yum, bitch, eat it up.
Yep.
Yep. So... There's Trucker Tyler. Can we tase you? Billy's already... What I was trying to get out before is that Billy self-tased himself and didn't even know.
Then he made
because he grabbed metal like an idiot, and then he hit the metal with the taser, and it went right through.
I had my hand on the wall.
Yeah, which was metal.
But no, I was on the carpeted part, but the thumb was actually what touched the metal.
So you were touching
the metal. Holy fuck.
Thank you, Captain Literal.
Right, but I didn't take my hand and go... Right on to
we
the metal.
We didn't say you did, fuckface. I said you accidentally did it to you. Holy shit.
What a guy.
And I got shocked that it went straight through.
I can only imagine this is what Billy's like during sex.
What the fucking
like when she goes,
who the fuck? Fuck this fucking, how did you do fucking fucks? Fuck!
Like when Giggles goes, eat me out, he goes, with a knife and fork? I don't understand. What do you mean, eat you out?
Can you put it on the table?
Yes, I don't get it. Are you a meal? I don't get it. Ha ha ha.
Warm it up, please.
Ham Radio Show, who's this?
Hey, guys, Al.
Al Reaver Durche.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing? Fuck you, Joe.
Hey! It's a party. That Trucker Tyler is still driving and beeping the horn at Joe.
Yes, of course.
Al, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Just chilling out, trying to hang out with a few friends at the card store in a bit. So
at the card store? Are you doing your nerdy Pokemon or Digimon or Yu-Gi-Oh or whatever it is?
Yeah, doing some magic tonight.
Magic yeah. The Gathering.
Yep.
What kind of magic? You gonna get laid or something?
No, that's the magic. They have the they magically put a spell on them that makes them not get pussy. I flip over this card and I don't get the vagina. Right. There it is.
Look, this card.
Look into my eyes.
That's a trump. There's an untapped.
Why is it? Why aren't there girls that would be at these like card things where all the nerds hang out and play their card? Yeah. Why don't they just blow the like? What aren't there girls that aren't getting cock normally?
Oh, they gotta be
in that scenario. Like they're nerds too.
Yeah.
So why don't they show up to the thing and blow the guys that are playing the game?
Yeah.
Or vice versa, the guys eat out the girl. Something.
It's like Joe, don't 75% of the girls that are at these like card tournaments or regionals, they are with their boyfriend, and pretty much I guess the rest of them are like either, I wouldn't say unattractive, but eh.
They look like me with long hair.
Don't fuck with me, fellas!
Don't fuck with me, fellas!
You know, when they got their mouth on your cocks, they're all pretty. I mean, you really can't tell their face anyway. I mean, it could fucking be Marilyn Monroe sucking your dick. She looks the same as the other guy.
When Joe's wife's mouth was on his cock, that's when he asked to marry her.
That's true, yeah.
He's very romantic, that way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but when you look down and you realize, like, shit, this is awkward. Fuck. Like,
no,
kill the light!
I don't think it's awkward. I want to see if you have the ability to somehow play the card game while getting blown.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a talent in itself. Oh my God!
That's it. You got a finger. I have an elf. Oh God! Oh, and he's protecting the realm.
Is this gonna follow?
I was like, do you have a response? Ow. Like that type of stuff.
I have a cum giant.
Now
I play it.
Now we have something to follow up. Sarah the lesbian getting shocked. Al getting blown while he's playing.
Yeah,
cards.
But then we gotta get the fucking comic book place in on it. It's a whole thing.
How much swagger would I need in order to actually pull that off?
I don't know. Talk to the comic book guy. Let's see if we can get this fucking shit happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that if I could ask Alana if she wouldn't mind. Like,
wait, is the owner a woman?
Oh no. I was actually referring to. If I would ask, like, your guest, Alana, she would do it.
Oh, all right. Well, stay on. I gotta hang up on you so I can call her. So stay in the chat room, and if you want to ask, she might do that.
You never know.
Who the fuck knows?
Shit.
All right, I'll talk to you. Al, I gotta go, all right?
All righty, guys. Take care.
No worries, Al.
Al!
He didn't say fuck you, Joe.
Well, he meant it in his heart. He meant it in his heart.
That's just an official greeting.
I know.
Fuck you.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to get going. We got to go to break. We got to get Alana Love on the phone, and then Al can ask his questions and find out what's going on with her and the new venture in Staten Island. Let's see what's going on. We'll be right back after these words.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park, and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Duda out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon, OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you.
Yeah, with nothing but the best forever. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. Let's make sure this is working. Let's get her on the phone. Eloquently, and when she have your baby, let's get a lot of love. Hi! I'm looking for the most beautiful, sexy MILF that I've ever met. A lot of love.
How are you?
Oh, I'm...
Hold on, I'm in an elevator.
Oh, right. You're in an elevator? Get naked right now!
Are you going up or down?
Ooh. Hold on, she's in an elevator. Loving an elevator, living it up while I'm going down. Yeah. I don't think she would have sex with you in a Wonder Wheel, but let's see.
Hello.
Hi, what are you doing?
Hi. I'm... in the city. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
How are
you? What are you doing in the city in an elevator?
I was working.
Ooh.
But what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I have. We had her on the. By the way, Alana Love on the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, hi.
Our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. Beautiful Russian MILF. That even though she's not really a MILF, she's a MILF in porn. She's not really a MILF.
She's too young to be a MILF.
She's too young to be a MILF. But
I love you. Thank you.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures that we have put up of you? I mean, for Christ's sake.
Gorgeous girl.
One of the most sexiest fucking women I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. And look,
are you going to come out and see me on Saturday?
Well, that's where I'm trying to move things around. I'm trying to make sure because you're going to be, I have to make my schedule fucking happen because I didn't know about this. I didn't even know about it until the other day. And then when...
Well,
when,
now you know.
Yeah, I know. Now I know. Now I have a fucking reason to go down to Excess Gentlemen's Club. It's the grand opening party, Saturday, May
20th. Exactly, and I'm going to be hosting it. Yeah. So everyone has to come.
And everyone has to... Literally, you have to come and you have to show up to the establishment.
Exactly. Literally and figuratively.
Yes. Yeah. It's in Staten Island. it formerly was Curves, just for the people in Staten Island that want to know. They have revamped this whole place. There are beautiful pictures up. If you go, if you look it up, on, they have them on Facebook. They have them all over the place. Just Google Excess, which is X-C-E-S-S, Gentlemen's Club. By the way, the beautiful picture of a llama is right there
Why,
on the
thank
front.
Thank you.
Tell me that's not the greatest, Danny. Look at the tummy. I know you're going to get a Spank Bank Girl Louis pictorial going, Danny, but look at the tummy. Can we just look at? Can we just all praise her belly button, for fuck's sake?
Oh, I thank you.
All hail!
All hail the belly button. Belly button.
Is that linked?
If it's linked, I would still eat out of her fucking belly button. It's amazing. She's in a little bra and panties number over there.
Gorgeous.
Now you're hosting the event. Are you gonna partake and get naked? What are you doing, baby girl?
I am. I'm going to be hosting. I'm going to be meeting and greeting. I'm going to be signing. I'm going to be dancing. I have two shows, one at 12:30 and one at 2:30.
All right. So,
everyone can actually see me perform and everything and get, like, signed copies of DVDs and get signed copies of pictures and everything.
I'm looking at mostly pictures of you, but I have, like, because they even have, like, do you see the picture? They have this little picture of her. She's got little braids looking like Pollyanna without a shirt on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Her titties are holding the leather jacket together. It's an amazing picture.
I like the hair braids.
It's beautiful. That's what I'm saying. She has.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't think it's possible for Alana Love to look fucking ugly in any picture that she does.
It's impossible.
There's no chance I can get you, but I will point out the facts that are standing before me. You are incredibly fucking hot. There is absolutely no denying that. By the way, music by DJ Luna Mezzo.
Wow.
And that's it. Pretty much just grand opening from Excess. Is going to be, because
yes.
I'm looking at everyone
should come and see me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking at the club, the Facebook, because they have the pictures of the club on there. You can check out the newly, like, rebuilt, redesigned, recalculated strip club, because it's a different experience. A little bit more upscale, very nice to what it used to be. I'll be straight up honest, it was a dive before, now it's gorgeous. And, I mean...
And that's why you should come and check it out.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, besides me being there.
Well, I was going to say, the cherry on top of this cake is the fact that Alana Love is going to be there, because she is, without question, you know... they're getting top quality... They didn't have top quality chicks show up to the old place. They have this going on because, you know, they went out and went... Who could we get? Let's get a top quality hot piece of ace to show up to the grand opening. And Alana Love was the name that they drew because she's a go-getter. She's going to get asses into that building, and you need to be there for it. Saturday night.
Absolutely, 100%. Saturday, and everyone should not miss out on this.
No, they shouldn't. What are you doing in the world of porn lately, baby girl?
Well, I do plan on coming out to LA sometime in June to shoot. I can't wait for my new scenes to come out. It's taking a really long time to come out, but that is in store and everyone should go. Like, once it's out, I promise no one will be disappointed.
Oh, I never am. Never at all. I'm going to definitely jerk off to her later. I'm not going to jerk. I didn't jerk off to you today. I was a little busy today. I had meetings and everything else. However, I will jerk off to her later today. I will pencil it in.
Put you to sleep.
Well, absolutely.
Make you sleep like a baby.
Oh, I've written Alana personally and told her I'm jerking off to you right now, because I'm not going to lie about that. I've reached out and went, holy crap, because like you watch your movies. And you forget, they try to, like, make her into the MILF thing, which she's she. If anybody were to remarry, and that's the chick you get, do you know what I'm saying? Like, of course the son is going to try to fuck. Yeah, like, why would he not try to fuck his stepmom? Did you see what his stepmom looked like?
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Like, it's
see, and that's where the milk comes in.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You did a little cross promotion here. I'll bring up the guy's show. It's a public access show. Is it Spick in Spanish? It's called or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Okay, that dude. Like, we have to get a fucking public access show. The shit, he's awesome.
I love him.
Oh no, he's a good guy.
Awesome.
Great show.
I've been on his show like 3 times.
Great show. That's what I'm saying. You've been on there multiple times. Great show. I'm not knocking his show. I'm actually gonna like bow down to him too.
Sure.
Because like he gets the girls do stuff on the show and he gets to be involved in it. Like it's crazy. Like one episode they were worshiping her feet. And like,
yes,
and he got to worship her feet.
Yeah, who's better than him?
That's what I'm saying. I would rub the shit out of her feet, Joe.
I'm sure you would. I know you personally.
I love feet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a huge, like, I don't have a huge foot fetish.
Oh,
like,
yes,
I don't
you
go,
do.
No, I don't.
I saw you lick somebody's toe.
Oh, no, no. I will lick a toe. I will give a TJ a nice toe job. Yeah. I will do that. But especially when they're beautiful feet. Like, if it's a beautiful foot, because there are some beautiful feet. And Alana has, everything on Alana is beautiful. So her feet are fucking.
Thank you.
But that's the thing. I'm not staring at her. Like, if she walked into a room, I'm looking at her ass first. I'm not looking at her feet. But if, you know, if she were to say.
I thought she liked her tummy.
Well, no, I love the tummy.
No, I said he likes everything.
Yeah. I love everything. But we're
special.
Well, we're doing this by classification, yeah. Young lady. I mean, quite frankly, we have to. I have to do the science experiment and look over the whole body.
Absolutely.
To see if there's maybe something I don't like.
There you go.
So.
I hope there is absolutely nothing that you don't like.
I don't think there is. I have not found anything. From the, Danny just put up, by the way, the hamradioshow.com, the Spank My Girl of the Week pictorial is up. If you can find me a bad picture in that pictorial, Danny, I'll give you $100. Because I don't think that they're fucking in.
I love you.
That's what I'm saying. Every picture in there is fucking gangbusters. They're beautiful, gorgeous pictures. And yet again, I would start with her ass, move to the tummy, go to the titties, and then save... I would actually relish the facts of just making out with her, Joe.
Oh. How could you stay that way?
Danny, I would X out of that before we fucking blow up the system.
Why, thank you. You're making me blush, actually.
Yes. Oh. Well, no, that would. I think the creme de la creme, the game winner, would be to make out. Like, to make out with her would be, like, that's the hottest part of the, cause she's a tremendous, you can tell by her movies. She's a tremendous kisser. You can tell.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
I like to think
she's
so.
Very passionate. That's the other, like, okay, look, I know I'm gushing.
Well, that's the only way to be.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of girls that are in the fucking business that are lazy, Joe. Mm-hmm. A lot of chicks that just show up, get naked.
No, it's either all or nothing.
Yeah, they put a dick in them and they're like, yeah, this is great.
And you can tell, too, right?
I mean, if
right?
you don't enjoy yeah. what you do, then what's the point of doing it?
Yeah.
Exactly. And when you watch an Alana Love movie or see her dance live, you can tell that she gives it, like, she's actually turned on. Ooh. Like, she gives a shit. She loves men looking at her and going, holy fuck, is she hot? Because she is. Look. Like, she enjoys that. She relishes that. And you can tell. And when you watch the movie, like, when she's making out with somebody... She's really like, wow, this is like a great scene. I'm really into this. As opposed to some other chicks that are like dead fish when you watch them. You're like, oh, God, this fucking broad again. She's the ass opposite. Everything's the ass opposite of that. That's why I can't wait.
Oh, thank
you. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to bust my ass to try to get down to XS on the Saturday because I want to see you dance. I've never seen you dance.
I think you should come and see me dance. It would be a fantastic time. And unfortunately, I need to run into a meeting. But
okay.
I would love, yeah, I would love for, I would actually love to meet you. I mean, we spoke a lot on Twitter and everything. So I would actually love to meet you. And you have to come check me out on Saturday and come say hello.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to definitely try, baby. I'm not going to bullshit you. You're in my backyard. You're at Access Saturday night, the grand opening.
Well, you're in my front yard, so.
What, baby?
I'm like 10 minutes away from Sun Island. So, like I said, we're neighbors.
Yeah. Let's just have sex already. Let's just do this.
Let's just do it. It's bound to happen.
Let's do it. If we see each other at the grand opening, because I know you're going to be swarmed by men at Access May 20th,
but
this Saturday.
Okay. I'll always make time for you.
Will you carve out a good 5 minutes? That's with foreplay, and I will fuck the shit out of you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
Damn right. Bring them feet. Let's go. A lot of love.
You got it.
Spank Bank Girl of the Week. She's got the pictorial up on there. Also, of course, Excess Gentlemen's Club, Saturday night, May 20th. This Saturday, Alana Love will be there performing live for you guys.
Thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to see you Saturday.
Absolutely beautiful.
Love you.
All right, have fun at your meeting. Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Yes, good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
What a nice girl.
Hot. So hot. Make my penis hard so hot.
I know you want her. I can tell that you want her.
What the fuck, by the way, was going on over here?
I just wanted
to make sure it came up right.
What came up right, though?
I was trying to see. Remember how it displayed before, and I wanted him to go on his computer and look.
All right. But I thought you were doing it on your phone.
Look at that ass.
Holy God. I'm looking at the
That's what I'm saying. Her ass. Go back to the ass, Danny. Go back to the ass. Look at that. What an ass.
Danny,
what did you do? Look at that ass. Titties.
Oh, God.
She's by far one of the hot, I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
One of the hottest chicks that I personally know. Yeah.
We've had her on before.
Had her on before. She's a two-time Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Sure, yeah.
She's phenomenal. You have to go to Excess. It's formerly Curves here on Staten Island.
Yeah, where are they located?
I'll give you the address, Joseph. That's a great question,
Joseph. Maybe I can sneak out of the house.
Joe, me and you, let's go.
Joe, Industrial Loop.
2945 Arthur Kill Road.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you call him up at 718-966-4477. Mm-hmm. I hit them up. They're open. They start at 4 p.m. and they go to 4 a.m. Uh-huh. She's got two shows that day for the grand opening. Gonna be a big deal. I'm telling you. The place is redone, Joe. Redesigned.
Yeah.
Totally rebuilt from the ground up. They like gutted everything, made it pretty inside. It's upscale. It's beautiful. I'm telling you, Alana is not a girl that would show up to like some crack den to go dance. This is a high-quality place now. It's a beautiful-looking place.
Oh, I say, yeah.
Phenomenal, nice place. 2945 Arthur Kill Road in Staten Island. Formerly Curves, now known as Excess Gentlemen's Club. The grand opening is Saturday the 20th. Is Joe, are you thinking of going?
Well,
Is something happening right now?
What's going on?
Yeah, Joe, is something happening? Are we working something out right now?
No,
is there a plan afoot?
You look a little pale. Yeah. You may have to go to see the doctor. That
Joe, are you sick?
I think so.
Why did our Facebook Live? Did we just crash it? Did we crash the internet with the fucking? It's back. It's back.
Yeah, mine is doing the same thing. It's a totally different.
The internet is fucked up here today. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
I don't know. If the show goes out, it ain't my fault. I'm doing a great, phenomenal show.
I just got like what do they call that when the checkers, the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's what
it came back.
That's what Danny got too.
Yeah,
Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
It's Wood Floor Liquor Brian.
Hey!
Wow.
From the Radio Freaks.
How you doing,
I
figured I don't have a podcast of my own anymore, so I'd hijack yours.
What happened?
We've just been on hiatus for a little while. We've had an audio issue that we had to figure out, and both Tony and myself are expecting baby boys any day now.
Yeah! So. Making babies!
Are you guys married?
Yes. No.
The two gay lovers are expecting children. No, the two different households, Joe.
I don't know what to do.
Brian is a wood floor licker. Didn't you hear his fucking name?
Okay.
I'm assuming Joe meant to each other, but I am married. He's single.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's just he's the boyfriend that somehow knocked up a brook.
Who delivers?
He's in the Cincinnati area, and I'm down in Philly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, very nice.
How do you have sex that far away?
Brian's got a big dick. Big old dick. Big meaty thermos that he slaps his fucking wife in the twat with.
That's great.
It's very romantic. It's what he does.
Yeah.
I try.
All right, so let's get to the nitty gritty. Gonna name the kid Eddie?
Liam Patrick, actually.
Liam? What is he fucking gonna be taking? Is he taking over for fucking Taken?
That's a very popular name.
He will have a particular set of skills, and you won't want to piss him off.
I'm going to know how to get out of this vagina.
Okay.
And when I get out of this vagina, I'm going to go to your mom's breasts. Yeah. And I'm going to get milk. I'm going to do it.
That's interesting.
And if you bother me, I will kill you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
I will kill you.
Baby Liam.
I will touch you.
Will be born soon. And then after baby Liam is born, are we going to go back to the Radio Freaks? Because let me just say, the Unfiltered Radio Network is pretty much us now.
Yeah, I've noticed. I apologize.
We're
about
doing
that.
All the
we've
heavy lifting.
To keep it up.
And
that's kind of why I called tonight. Is we've been putting out shows, just not quite as frequently, but we've been doing Way Back Wednesdays, which is we'll take somebody that's been on the show more than once, and we'll take their, because we've been doing this 7 years. You guys have been doing it 10. We've been doing it 7.
God, so we suck together.
We've got a lot of interviews, so anybody that's been on the show more than once, we'll go back and we'll pull both of, you know, two episodes where they were on and mash them up together into one episode so that people get, like, all of one person. Our first one was Robert Kelly, then we had Nikki Benz on a few weeks ago. We did one for her, and then tonight we're releasing one with Gilbert Gottfried, two interviews with Gilbert Gottfried.
Nice! We were just fucking around. We were doing the Gilbert voice before.
Yeah.
We were fucking around.
Oh, I thought Gilbert was here.
Oh, it's like he was right here.
I thought he was here.
But, if I would have something in this hand, and then in that hand, you forget about it. You're like, oh, what's in this hand? And then over here, you just forget about it.
That's right.
you know what I heard? I actually heard the other day, because every time I've met Gilbert, he's always in character. Even when he's not in character, he's in character.
Right.
And, like, I was just talking to his wife the other day because, truth be told, that's the big guest we were talking about. And I'll let the cat out of the fucking bag since we're talking about Gilbert now. Gilbert's supposed to come on to talk about his documentary. We're supposed to do the show. I don't know. He keeps moving around. He's very popular now because he has a documentary that premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival called Gilbert. And it's doing insanely well. However, I heard through the grapevine, someone gave me audio of Gilbert's real voice is creepy as fuck.
That's not his real voice?
I actually have a recording of his real voice because we had to pre-tape the first time he was on with us. And before we actually started the official interview, he was talking in his regular voice. And we, of course, had the recording going already. So we got his regular voice and then his persona also.
Oh, you need to play that. You need to send that to us because I want to play it.
I've seen a video clip of him. They have it on YouTube.
He's very mild mannered and very quiet.
Yeah. He talks like this. It's very normal. And then I'm not even doing it justice. Yeah. How quiet it is. Like very like. So I'm gonna go do this recording, and then after this, I'm gonna go fuck my hot wife and probably put another baby in her. And he's very like very. And then when he's on the, and then he's like. Gilbert, we're on the air. Gilbert, how are you?
Well, guys, I was gonna do the voice of Iago, and then he's like fucking so over the top from what he is.
It's amazing. It's amazing how he just turns it on, and that's his fucking life. That's his life. And I don't even know if in the documentary if he's doing. Does he do the real voice? I didn't get to see the documentary yet. Does he do his real voice, or does he stay in character?
I haven't seen it yet either. I honestly couldn't tell you. But he does. He has a notoriously very docile, very low-key voice.
Like, you're talking to him, and he sounds like he could be on NPR radio the way he talks to you in normal life.
I'm George Glass, and this is NPR. It's very, very subtle.
I hate to sound naive, but I thought that was his real voice. I thought that just was the way he was, because I've never heard him any other way.
Joe, that's two different sentences you just gave me. Oh, I hate to sound naive. That's normally for you.
Okay.
And you
His regular voice has actually been on Stern's show before, but yeah. Nobody announced that that was actually him.
Oh. Yeah, he. I know, because one of the pieces of audio that I was given was Stern recorded a voicemail where he talked to Baba Booey, and he leaves Baba Booey like a regular message, like, "Hey, it's Gilbert. I think I might be able to come in tomorrow, but if not, let's just do this over the phone. We'll make
yep,
it
that's
work.
The one I'm and, thinking of.
And it's very like, you're like, who the fuck is this guy talking to? And then when he gets on the air, it's like, ha ha, Jews! Nah! Like, what? What the fuck?
What was that?
What was it? The transformation? Like, I hope.
What's yeah. not a put on, though, is he is infamously cheap, even
oh.
for a
oh,
Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, really? Dude, I know by even saying this, and if his wife is listening, he is amazing. Dude, we one time, I shit you not, we were at 32 Avenue of the Americas. I'm at iHeart Media now. It was Clear Channel then. So
right.
I'm at Q104, where that's one of the first times I ever hung out with him. We had, I shit you not, jewel cases for CDs, all
right? Right.
We had like maybe 50 of them just lying around. He walks by, he has a new CD or whatever was coming out. I shit you not, he took all 50 of the fucking empty jewel cases. Just because he was like, they were free. Like, he took them. He took them, we put them in shopping bags, he took them. When Gilbert shows up to do radio shows, people buy him breakfast because he's just, it's like, not in his rider or anything, but like, he fucking like, he performs better when you feed him.
He has that look.
So like, yeah, so like, when you go to feed him, it's not just like, oh, a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. Uh-huh. It's bacon, egg, cheese, some pancakes, maybe some grits on the side, even like a muffin.
A potato knish.
Yeah,
I'll take this home.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take the leftovers home.
And out comes the little doggy bag.
Yeah. And then
they did I don't know if you guys saw it. They did an episode of Celebrity Wife Swap.
Yes, I've seen that one.
He did it with Alan Thicke and his wife.
Yep.
And he, in that episode, he took Alan Thicke's wife to a restaurant in New York City, and she got all excited because she thought they were going out. Sure. Until he took her back into the kitchen, and they ate in the kitchen.
Why did it just to make it cheaper? I don't understand why he ate in the kitchen.
Yeah, and I don't remember his exact explanation, but and this is not to tease my show, but it's a good lead-in. In one of the episodes that we're airing tonight, or one of the interviews that we're airing on the episode tonight, I should say, we did talk about that, and he did explain his logic for that. But it's not completely being cheap. There was some other reason to it too.
So if you want the answer,
sure,
wink,
he had
wink.
A cook.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. If you want the answer, you have to listen to the Radio Freaks tonight on the Unfiltered Radio Network. .com. That's not after this show. After this show is
Dr. Deb.
Dr. Deb, eat clean, think dirty, and then they come on, right?
Deb? Yes.
All right, so that you're going to have to sit through Dr. Deb's show, and she'll teach you how to masturbate with a rutabaga, whoever the fuck it is. Yeah. And then you move right over to fucking Brian's show, and you get the Gilbert Godfrey experience, and he explains why the fuck he's a cheap bastard. But at the end of the day, I think that he that was probably a great meal, because at the end of the day, it's not like Alan Thicke's wife's going out with him now, you know? Dead.
Yep.
But somebody, by the way, the other day, I almost peed myself. I was
almost?
Somebody, yeah, I almost did, because somebody wrote. Somebody wrote, by the way, like, for your information, Alan Thicke wrote Different Strokes, the theme song.
Oh, okay.
And I went, and I wrote, like, an asshole, just blurted, like, diarrhea in my mouth. I'm like, yeah, and then it's funny, because then he died of a different stroke. Boom.
Oh.
Art imitating life. Because it just came out of my mouth. It was like diarrhea. I couldn't even stop the bad joke. It just came out. Just blah. Just blah.
Blah.
And it just came out. Because it was like such a softball.
I'm fighting every urge I have to be literal Brian right now and use my medical my medical knowledge to correct you.
Yes. He did not have a stroke. He had a heart attack. And but technically, see, we got Danny on here. I can go to Danny. He blew an MI, Danny, right?
He blew an MI.
Boom.
He had a heart attack.
Boom.
Myocardial infarction.
Boom. I have an infarction. Every time I see Alana Love, I have an infarction.
Was he having sex while he did this?
No, I don't think so.
No, he's playing hockey with his son, and he had a ruptured aorta.
Just as bad. Right.
That sucks.
Was it the left ventricle?
No, it was the aorta.
Hashtag watched ER once. Woo! Nice! Well. Is there any chance that you're going to have the baby's christening at Anthony Cumia's house? Because if you do, I want an invite. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I think the closest we're going to get to Anthony is the fact that Tony's naming his child Gavin. So
that's true. Yeah. Okay. Is there any chance that Anthony will be at the Briss?
Probably not.
Damn it!
Probably not.
You're ruining my fucking extracurricular activities with your child not being big enough to get Anthony Cumia. You're ruining
but
it,
we right? do we do need to get together and figure out the first ever Unfiltered Radio Network podcast-a-palooza.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could do it at New York's Comic Con, except I got denied.
Yeah.
So fucking thing.
Yeah, I saw, who was it, Danny or somebody got
I got it, and I just copied and pasted what he put.
Literally, that's all he did. So if I got denied and he got in, how does that make any fucking sense?
They probably got his request first and then saw yours, figured it was a duplicate, and denied it.
Yeah, they were like, not this fat fuck, he ain't getting in.
Well, yeah.
Looking me up and doing background checks, assholes. Anywho, we'll figure that out. We'll make it work. You can listen to the Radio Freaks. I just farted. Unfiltered Radio Network.
Is that what I smelled?
Yep.
Yeah.
That and I shit myself. Ooh, UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. You can hear the Radio Freaks tonight at, was it?
10.
9?
Yeah, it'll be available on the net after 9 o'clock, yeah.
After 9 o'clock, you can check it out. They're doing Gilbert Godfrey Palooza.
Ooh.
All Gilbert all the time. And
yeah, we have an interview from May 11th, 2011, and an interview from November 2nd, 2016 to play.
All right. Well, tell your wife to shit out the kid already so we can get some brand new shows, all right?
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Can you please tell your wife priorities, please? It's not all about her and her vagina.
Yes, I know. Believe me, I want to get back to doing shows so that if for no other reason that I can stop putting baby furniture together.
Yeah, I watch. There's a he keeps posting pictures. He looks like a caveman discovering fire. He's just standing there holding pieces, going, "I don't know what to do here." Slot.
We're driving. We're driving around Philly tonight, and we were on our way home, and I drove through the parking lot of IKEA. She goes, "Oh, what do we need from IKEA?" I said, "Nothing. I'm not putting together another fucking thing until this kid's old enough to put it together himself."
There you go.
he drove to IKEA. He just put a bunch of cabinets in the shape of a cross, and he lit it on fire. And he's like, "Fuck you, IKEA, and your Swedish meatball cocksuckers."
Yeah, I love that.
And he drove off like a bat out of hell.
What's up, man?
Trying to induce labor. All right, Brian, we'll talk
to you. Well, you boys have a great night, and UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, check them out for all of our great shows. You
please.
Got Dr. Dev and Letty and the Radio Freaks, and it's a good time.
Come on, spread it like herpes.
Yeah.
And
King, is he back in the air, too?
I don't know. Every week, I literally built a team that every week there's a problem. Everybody.
I was just going to say, we built this network, and then all of a sudden, everybody's gone, and we're kind of doing the shows in dribs and drabs.
The Ham Radio Show keeps showing up. We're the only ones, and we got a lot of problems, and we still show up.
That's right.
Spread.
You just had to switch your time slot and your day and all sorts of other stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot, because we've been down for like a...
Yeah, we were down for a little bit.
On a hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but we, unlike other shows, when we say hiatus, we come back.
They rose like the phoenix.
Damn right. Spread the word like they're going to spread Brian's wife's vagina hole.
Jesus.
To
hang on, I got it.
Hi-oh! It's the Ham Radio Show, Unfiltered Radio Network, the Radio Freaks, UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. Thank you, Brian, for calling in, buddy.
All right, boys. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kiss the baby. Make love to the baby.
Maybe, maybe we can trade Liam for Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather Liam already.
I can go into high anus.
Yeah. Who didn't see that joke coming? He was waiting to say that joke.
He was waiting.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to come back. We'll do all the good shit.
Can I say it again?
Yeah, go ahead. Say high anus.
I'll go into high anus.
All right, good. On that point, we'll be right back after these words. Come on.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey, this is Gene Simmons from the greatest band in the world. You know it, I know it, come on. Even your grandma knows it. Kiss. And you're listening to Uncle Eddie right here on Ham Radio.
Yeah, that's me. That's right, that's me. What's this one for? Oh, BeTrueOrganics.com. BeTrueOrganics.com. That's BeTRU Organics.com. Let me tell you right now. It's almost too good to be true. That's right. Are you looking for all-natural pain relief? Are you looking for a non-addictive way to support your body and feel great? Nanotechnology for unprecedented absorption, time relief, and continuous relief? No GMO solution for pain and mood? That's right. It might sound too good to be true, but it's Be True Organics. Go to BeTrueOrganics.com and find all the stuff that is out there. The creative, they have created a line of holistic products that are guaranteed to work. They get the point. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Joe's been using the cream. He raves about it. I've been using, Joe's using body. I'm using soul. The mind stuff coming out soon. Billy's raving for it. He wants it. It's all on, everything's under there that works. And if you freaking don't think it works, you get your money back. You can't lose. It sounds too good to be true, but it is true. It's Be True. BeTrueOrganics.com. That's BeTrueOrganics.com. Yes. And she comes. She's a man, ain't I? BeTrueOrganics.com. Yeah.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Following a recent performance, rapper Travis Scott was arrested by Arkansas police on charges of inciting a riot, encouraging concertgoers to overpower venue security and fill in the front rows. The front row seats must have cost those in Arkansas an arm and a leg, which they're currently giving up already thanks to inbreeding. Paris Jackson posted some photos of herself doing some topless sunbathing. Her father, Michael Jackson, would have also enjoyed some topless sunbathing. However, he couldn't get enough of them gathered in one room before their parents started asking questions. President Trump is currently Twitter beefing with Stephen Colbert over ratings, even adding the late-night talk show host has no talent. However, as evidence speaking to his popularity, Stephen Colbert currently has his Americone dream from Ben & Jerry's. No doubt the ice cream giant has a President Trump impeached cobbler flavor currently in development. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Had a bad day again. She said I would not understand. She left a note and said I'm sorry. Had a bad day again. She spilled her coffee, broke her shoe late. Smeared the lipstick on her face. Slammed the door and said, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Had a bad day again.
Fucking technical issues, but we still pulled off an outstanding show.
Yes.
And round.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. I was asking Billy off air, and Billy just told me I needed to know what the time was in Wasilla, Alaska. Danny, it was 3:40 p.m., we said?
Yeah, 3:41 now.
3:41 p.m. The reason why I'm asking is because...
Why?
Yes. Because Alaska seems to be the last bastion of Blockbuster videos. That's right. They still exist. Blockbuster videos still exist.
The real Blockbuster?
I'm telling you, the real Blockbuster videos with the DVDs, the fucking... You rent them for a couple of days. You can do whatever you have to do.
They don't get television up there?
They do, but the thing is, because it's such a weird fucking environment. Like, Billy looked at me like, because I asked if it was 3:40 a.m. or p.m., because Wasilla and Alaska in general is just a weird fucking place. Yeah. They got daytime when it's nighttime.
The sun rose at 5:06 a.m., and the sunset will be for them 10:47 p.m.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fucking kooky land. That's why I asked what time it was, because these guys and girls and everybody else that lives up there have very limited internet, so they don't get the downloads that we can get. They don't get they can't really go to Netflix that much or do the Crackle or the Amazons and all the other shit.
Oh, they got the Aurora Borealis there.
The Aurora Borealis. They got David Borealis from Angel, yeah. And Bones. They have all that good stuff that screws up their other good stuff, so now they have gone out and they still have Blockbuster videos. Oh. Now, I want to call them. Because I have the number of the Blockbuster in Wasilla.
Oh.
Where, by the way, Sarah Palin
is... That's the capital, right?
I don't know if it's the capital. Is
no,
it the capital?
No, I think it's Anchorage is the capital. What's the capital of Alaska, Danny? Look it up.
Well, isn't it Nome?
No, I think it's
Anchorage?
Yeah. Is it Anchorage? I think it's Anchorage. So let me just, I want to see if I can get this thing.
Juno,
real
no,
fast.
It's Juno.
Juno? Isn't that a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
too.
The caseworker for,
Oh, no, that, yeah, she's the caseworker for, in Beetlejuice. Yeah. Okay, let me just get, cause it's, I mean, it's, you know, part of the 50 states, so yeah. We should be able to call them.
I can see Russia from my house.
Let's see, this is Blockbuster in Wasilla, Alaska.
Ask them if they have House of Cards, the new season.
I think they have everything, that's what I'm
saying. But that's a Wasilla, this is Trey speaking, how may I help you?
Hey Trey, what's going on? You're on the radio right now, this is the Ham Radio Show, I just want to give you a heads up. We're calling your, we don't believe that there's an actual Blockbuster video.
Sure.
All right, so tell me about, so can you talk on the air? Are you okay to talk on the air right now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, we're in New York, so, you know, we have no clue about these Blockbuster videos that used to exist and now seem to be the norm up there in Alaska. You guys, what do you guys carry?
We carry anything from the latest and greatest to the old classics such as Gomer Pyle TV series up to the newest stuff like Triple X that came out yesterday.
Oh. Do you guys, do you have like porn too? Do you have like Triple X porn?
No, that's different porn. That's a different Triple X.
No, they
Triple X 3 is the newest one that just came out yesterday.
No. I mean, do you have like, do you guys have like an adult section? Because I don't remember if Blockbuster had an adult section.
They did.
No, we don't carry any adult films.
Okay, so just regular movies.
Correct.
All right, cool. Do you have like all the TV shows and other things? Because you guys don't have Netflix or whatever up there, right? Or
wait, we have Netflix up here.
But then why do you have a Blockbuster?
Yeah, really? How come you're doing business?
I mean, I think it's cool. I'm just asking.
Well, we get movies before they're even available on Netflix, and then... Okay. Trying to get a hold of some of the older TV series like Gomer Pyle, you're not going to find on Netflix.
Now, what? Now, do you have people? Like, do you get like busy? Because it's Wasilla. I don't even know if Wasilla is a busy town.
Sure, where Sarah Palin comes from. We're a pretty good sized city.
All right, so you got some moose hunting, which is good.
Yeah,
we definitely do.
All right, now do you have? All like if I went there, I want to do video games. You got video games in the Blockbuster?
We do. Xbox One, PS4, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
See, because I used to love going to Blockbuster videos. I enjoyed going to the video store.
That used to be my Friday night.
Yes,
I used to go to the Blockbuster, pick out a couple of videos, go home, eat some popcorn, watch a couple of movies, and hopefully have sex.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. That's what we get a lot of. People coming in saying they would rather come to a store and look and see all the different movies versus going on to Netflix or something and having to know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
See, that's what I want. That, I think we, do you think that it could only work out there in Wasilla, or do you think that it would, you know, work in New York again? Do you think it's a possibility that we could get Blockbuster Video out here to work again?
It would be nice.
I don't know. With all of y'all's unlimited data and streaming and all of that stuff, I'm not sure.
All right, so that you think that's the reason why? Do you think because you have limits on your streaming capabilities?
Oh, I'm sure that plays a portion of it.
So what do you think? Why do you think Blockbuster is the place? Like, why do you think Alaska and Blockbuster work so well together then?
Well, when you consider we got anywhere from 6 to 8 months of winter.
See, it's a weird place.
Little to no light in a good chunk of that.
That's true.
Movies are it.
Wow.
Plus out there, people seem to be more interactive when you see each other and such, as opposed to here in New York, where everybody looks at each other like, what do you want from me? There, everybody seems to be nice.
This is true. We do tend to be a little more personable compared to the stereotypical New Yorker, I would guess.
Yeah.
That's very true.
That even in where we lived, when I used to go to Blockbuster, they used to go to the guy and say, hey, you know, like, what do you recommend for tonight or something like that? And it was always great. They had little choices and things like that, you know.
We offer the customer service that you don't get through streaming or the Netflix or the Red Box.
Absolutely, sure. Even a movie review, like a movie that you haven't seen, hey, this is a good movie, this is not a good movie, you know, things like that. It was really cool.
Sure.
Yeah. I used to enjoy that. The guy in all Blockbusters, his name was Jared. And he basically was my movie reviewer. You know, he would review movies and he was, hey, we gotta see this movie, man. It was cool.
Oh, sure. We have lots of folks that come in and they'll look for their specific person to help them out a lot, especially some of first ones that come to mind here are a lot of the teachers that come back in to see their students after they've left school and are going into college. They'll come in and ask for a specific kid that you used to teach.
Oh,
it's like a bygone era over there. It just seems to be more. I don't know. I'm in awe. Quite frankly, I'm in awe of Alaska because I would love the ability to go to a Blockbuster Video and just get. A video, go in there and get a video, get whatever the hell I want without having to deal with asshole people on the internet and have to go, oh, I can't find that movie on Netflix. Oh, I can't find it. You go there and they have like everything.
Yeah. Our Blockbuster was big. It must have been 5,000 square feet.
Yeah, it was huge.
They had, you know, walls full of movies.
Well, that's what they have, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we got close to about 300,000 movies in here.
Oh, wow.
300,000 movies.
Wow, that's cool.
You mean like in your internet boasts, oh, I got video on demand. It has 100 titles.
Oh, like, yeah.
This guy's got 300,000 movies at his disposal,
They still charge $5 for a movie? Is it more or less?
Our movies are 99 cents or 49 cents on the older stuff,
and then
the newer stuff, say, that's been out in the last 6 months is $407 after tax.
Holy shit.
Well, that's pretty reasonable.
That's extremely reasonable.
That's incredibly reasonable. So what you do is you go out, it's Wasilla, you shoot a moose, you get some moose meat, and then you go rent a video, a Blockbuster, and you got a whole night done.
Are you kidding? At 49 cents, you can rent 10 videos for $5.
Yeah.
And hang out for the whole weekend, man.
Well, you got to smoke the moose.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you got enough movies to watch while you're smoking the moose.
I'm telling you, sounds good.
Does Sarah Palin ever come into the Blockbuster?
She used to be a customer here. We haven't seen her in here in years.
What did she? What was her big title that she rented?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
She always wanted
how
Weekend
to get
at
to
Bernie's.
Washington really quick. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie. She loves Weekend at Bernie.
How to be president? I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you. What was your name again?
Trey.
That's Troy from Wasilla.
Thank you very much,
Troy. Round of applause.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the Ham Radio Show, sir.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye. What a nice fella.
Yeah, he was a nice fella.
In Alaska.
And, you know, most people won't talk to us. But
I don't know what's wrong with the... By the way, during that whole time...
Oh, the echo, yeah.
No, besides that, the camera crap. Don't even put the live thing on. We're going home, Danny.
Don't even put
the camera back on. It's not even worth it. It keeps turning off.
It's the Wiki Waki, It's the Wiki Waki day, you know?
Wait, what, Danny?
By the way, there's a few other states that still have Blockbusters, besides Alaska.
You know, there are days that I really hate this job.
Thank you. What are the other states?
A couple is like about three or four in Indianapolis. Florida has one.
Indianapolis.
And Fort Pierce, Florida.
I wonder if they're privately owned.
North Dakota.
They are probably. They're franchised
probably,
but it's still.
Oregon.
It's still a fucking, where you go to, you can go to a Blockbuster.
They
you
never
change
their sign.
That's but fucking I think crazy.
Texas has a lot. El Paso, Texas.
How many are in there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in El Paso and a couple other places in Texas. It's not like a lot. Like I'll show you the whole list. Like
No. It used to be a shit.
There's maybe about 50.
Well, that's what happened.
There used to be one every other block. I
was watching the news, and that's where this came up. And that's how I knew about the one at Wasilla, because they did a news report, and they said it used to be every 17 minutes. Every 17 minutes a Blockbuster Video opened. Like, literally, that's how many were out there. Every 17 minutes... a Blockbuster Video open for business.
What open?
Somewhere.
Is it Party City, or is that where the AutoZone is, where the Blockbuster?
No, you're right. Party City.
AutoZone.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it was not.
Yeah, the AutoZone.
Right. I think it's the AutoZone now, yeah.
Yeah, the AutoZone is where it was.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to be there all the fucking time.
Oh, there's a couple of them. Exactly. One over here on Amboy Road, a big one on Amboy
Road.
Yeah,
but I played in a Sonic the Hedgehog tournament. Mm. At that fucking Blockbuster, trust me, I lived.
That's where that look came from.
Yeah. Damn right, I lived at that fucking Blockbuster.
Yeah,
I loved. That's what I'm saying. I loved, and still love the going to a video store, and I am so old school. It's disgusting because I don't like this newfangled shit. I don't like fucking be able like video on demand is fine. It's fine. It's a great thing. It's a great invention. Da, da, da. I like getting in the car on a Friday, driving down to the video store, walking in that smell of video stores. Some of the places have popcorn going, and you go and you just go, I have like $10. What the fuck can I? And you walk
this
out.
This is why I never married.
No,
this and one other
it's
reason.
It's many reasons why I didn't marry.
But
and just walking in and like, I used to get the video games because I wasn't a rich kid. I didn't grow up. I was middle class at best.
I missed the one that was right by my walking distance from my house. Like there wasn't a Blockbuster, but it was a little mom and pop one.
Yeah. Oh no, I used to love. There was one 5 seconds from my in the shopping center that was like closer than the Blockbuster. It was a mom and pop operation. I used to love that fucking thing. I love the fact I still have a VCR, dude. I have a VCR.
I just got rid of my last one because I haven't used it.
I use it all the time. I still watch videos. I'm a big wrestling head, so I watch a lot of wrestling.
I know you
stuff.
Have like a huge.
I have a huge
VHS
wrestling collection. Yeah.
Collection.
So I mean, but they don't have videos at these Blockbusters. By the way, it's all DVDs.
It's all DVDs.
Right. It's all DVDs. No, but however, I honestly long for the fucking days.
Well, I have a fucking Netflix.
See why all this other shit comes back. Why we can't do a video store again.
I was looking for I was thinking about Grumpier Old Man. I wanted to, of course, Netflix didn't have that.
But that's what I'm saying. These services don't have.
Every, like, good old school comedy I want to see, they never have.
This guy's got 300,000 fucking things. I can just walk in and pick whatever I want.
I mean, I do find, like, Amazon has a lot more shit than I'm looking for, but.
Right. That's because
the
they paid for it currently.
Yeah.
And then in 6 or 7 months or whenever the time's up on it, it'll go to another streaming service. They'll pay all the money to run the rights on it.
Yeah, it's still fine. It's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, I am very old school. And yeah, it's old school to a fault. I don't give a shit. I'm not a big, like, I enjoy the ability to go do, like, watch whatever the fuck I want to watch when I want to watch it. That's why I still have the VCR. So I can go to the wall that I have full of wrestling tapes and pick out something from 1997, pop it in, and watch it. Because I don't want to fucking have to go find it on the internet. Find it on the WWE Network or find it wherever the hell I gotta YouTube it. I'd rather be able just to get it right there. YouTube and everything else and all that is for the obscure shit. Perfect.
Shit that's hard to find.
Shit that's on the obscure.
Yeah.
Shit that you can't find, like an episode of Gunsmoke from Bubba. If somebody put it on the digital world, it's out there. Fine. You can find it.
Not always. Sometimes.
I'm just saying that. Like,
sometimes
likely,
even that shit you can't get.
But more than likely, that's the obscure shit you'll find.
You can find Amos and Andy on YouTube.
Yes. You can, that's the other thing. You can find shit that's been deemed too risque or racial. Or this movie's too. And then you go, oh, I have that movie on tape.
Little Rascals.
Like, yeah, you can watch stuff that's been, like, Bill Cosby bought. And, you know, you can't watch it anymore. Now you can have, like, I have a shitload of Marx Brothers that you can't find. Cause I love the Marx Brothers.
Yeah.
You can't find half of this shit anywhere and I have it. It's ready to go. It's literally at my fingertips.
I still have my Benny Hill tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That classy shit.
Hey, speaking of Bill Cosby, anybody see what's happening with his trial? It started yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, well, he fucking came out and said that it's all about race. He got interviewed by a guy at Sirius that I don't remember his name right now.
Uh-huh. Right.
Miskirmish, or I don't remember his name.
Think the cause is going to beat it? I'm sure he's going to beat it.
I don't think he's going to beat it. Because
you don't think so?
No. Because all the evidence points to him, Joe.
It's so long ago.
Doesn't Where matter. The statute of limitations notwithstanding, he's going to get, he's never going to beat it. His career, everything's over.
Everything you know is when over he's gonna at beat this
it?
Point.
Yeah. When he beats it, he's going to be dead. That's when he's going to beat yeah, it. Probably. And you're like, comedy like, legend and partial rapist.
Like Michael
Bill
Jackson.
Bill Cosby died today.
Once he died, everything was okay.
Exactly. Yeah. People moved on.
He was a good man.
They moved on.
Yeah.
Except that they go to the Wasilla Blockbuster and they pick up old Bill Cosby shit. Sure, yeah. Do you say Paul Cosby?
Paul Cosby.
You're a horrible man.
That's his brother Paul.
All right. Yeah. It's the Ham Radio Show. Free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, you go to the Blockbuster video in Wasilla.
Fuck them.
And there's probably a videotape of you fucking that chicken. That's what happens. Whoa. We'll see you next week. Until then, AMF, my friends. Adios, motherfucker! The time to go! Danny, tell them where they can listen to the show!
Yay. The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.